Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS. Once again, feedback. Our email address is ccrecap@gmail.com. Good or bad, any thoughts you have on the program helps us make it even better. Now, while some say the global conflicts that we're facing have a religious undertone with the war on terror pitting radical Muslims against Christians and others, a new book takes a whole new spin on just how much religion may, in our different religions, may have in common. Robert Schettinger is the professor of religion at Iowa's Luther College and the author of the new book, Was Jesus a Muslim? Questioning Categories in the Study of Religion. Robert, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Good evening. It's good to be with you.
Now, for those who may be scratching their heads at the title, tell me, what is your own religious background and professional background, and what led you to explore this question?
Okay, my own religious background is Christian. I was raised in a church and attended seminary, and I'm currently a member of a Methodist congregation, and I teach religion at Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, and I was led to posed this question by a Muslim student in my class on Islam over 10 years ago now, who posed to me the question. Well, I had taught the course on Islam in which she was a student, but she challenged me because she felt like the way I was teaching the course didn't really resonate with her as a Muslim, the way I was presenting Islam. And what it really came down to is the idea of the question of whether Islam is a religion or not. In her mind, it was not a religion, and I was teaching it as if it was a religion. And that led me to a whole new exploration of the whole concept of religion itself as being a very problematic one.
Now, before we get to the question in your book, now you say that she said Islam was not a religion. Then what is it that she viewed it as?
Well, that's the thing. She didn't really categorize it as anything. Islam, for her, Islam was just Islam. It was the totality of life. It was all aspects of life integrated together. And the problem is that when you categorize something as religion, you're automatically saying that you're implying that there's things that it's not. And usually when we call something a religion, we're saying that it's not politics or it's not economics or it's not science or it's not a whole lot of other things that we put in different categories. But for her, Islam was the totality of all aspects of her life. And so to call it religion, put it into a particular category that took it away from these other categories. And for her, Islam was everything. It was just the entire totality of her life.
Now, let's get the answer to the question in your book, which is, was Jesus a Muslim? What is your answer?
My answer is, in a very qualified sense, yes. I'm not here in any way saying that or denying the fact that Islam, as we understand it, as a religious tradition, developed 600 years after the time of Jesus. I know that. But I do think that there's a sense in which Jesus understood the world more like a Muslim than the way many contemporary Christians would understand the world. And what I mean by that is, I think Jesus understood the totality of experience, the way Muslims express it, whereas Christians are much more, particularly here in the West, we live in a world in which we make a clear distinction between the sacred and the secular realms, and religion becomes part of the sacred realm, and the secular realm of politics and economics we sort of leave to the secular forces, and we make this clear distinction between sacred and secular. Muslims don't do that. For them, Islam is the totality of their life, and I think, in a sense, Jesus probably understood the world much more in that sense of a totality of experience rather than through the sacred-secular dualism that we think of in the modern West.
I'm talking to Robert Schettinger, a professor of religion at Iowa's Luther College, author of the new book, Was Jesus a Muslim? So, Robert, the common understanding, though, is that Jesus was Jewish, right?
Right.
So what kind of evidence did you find in your research that led you to believe that was not the case?
Oh, I'm not saying that Jesus wasn't Jewish. There's no reason why my postulating that Jesus understood the world in many ways like a Muslim does not undermine the idea that Jesus historically was Jewish. In Asia today, in many places, particularly in, say, take Japan, for instance, people ascribe to multiple religious identities. Somebody in Japan might say, well, I'm a Buddhist, a Taoist, and a Shinto all at the same time and not see any conflict there.
But nowadays, are you saying that there are Muslims that view themselves as being Muslim and Jewish or Christian?
Well, what I'm saying is the borders between these different traditions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, in the way in which we've constructed them, are actually a lot more permeable than most people think. And so there's no reason why Jesus historically could be Jewish, but still be understood as a Muslim in some sense, not necessarily in an historical sense, but in some other sense, which is what I'm doing.
Have you gotten any reaction from Muslim clerics here in the U.S. or elsewhere to this to your book and to your idea here?
Oh, very much so. Muslims discovered the book very early. Let me correct one thing. You said that it's a new book, which a lot of people have been saying. The book's been out for over 3 years, so it's really only been discovered by certain people in the last couple of weeks. So it's not a new book. And over the last 3 years, since the book has been out, I have had the opportunity to speak in mosques and Islamic centers across the country and have been very well received by Muslim audiences who really find the book interesting and who resonate with the idea. It's standard.
What about Christian leaders? Have you gotten reaction from them, and has it been equally positive?
Well, I've had positive experiences with Christian communities here locally in churches that I've spoken in and in a few other places. Now, in the last couple of weeks, since a certain aspect of American Christianity, the evangelical right, has sort of seized on this book, I've gotten a lot of a lot of nasty feedback, I have to say, from many Christians about the ideas in the book. So, but I've had good positive feedback from Christians as well.
Do you think that just the context of the idea can lead to some confusion to some people?
Oh, I think if people just focus on the title, that's what's happened. Most of the people who have been very upset with the book over the last few weeks clearly have not read it. Some websites have just sort of used the provocative title, I think, as a way to steer traffic to their websites, and they're not really interested in dealing with the actual ideas in the book. But I think if people read it, they'll find out that it's not quite as provocative as it may sound, and that they may find some very interesting ideas there. And some ways that I think Christians and Muslims can bridge some of their differences and try to work together for a better world.
Well, let me get your reaction then to the concerns that some have about this instituting of Sharia in the U.S. In a sense, you're saying that the view of being a Muslim is that it's global, it's beyond religion, it compromises everything, and could even encompass a governmental structure. Is that part of it also then?
Yeah, in a sense it is. And I see Jesus very much within that same vein. I mean, Jesus in the first century is proclaiming the coming of the kingdom of God. He's proclaiming the sovereignty of God. Well, God can only be sovereign if he's sovereign over all affairs of life. If we restrict God to just particular aspects of life, then we're undermining the whole concept of the sovereignty of God. I think Muslims take the sovereignty of God very seriously. I think Jesus in the first century took the sovereignty of God very seriously, and I think much more seriously than many modern Christians do, who are willing to restrict God to only certain aspects of life.
What about, though, the violence we've seen coming out of the radical Muslims in the Middle East, many times targeted towards even fellow Muslims? How do you explain that in the context of the teachings of Jesus, which certainly were not violent at all?
Well, these are very complicated political situations in the Middle East that, we have to take into account all of the complications, the history and the various political complications that do give rise to violence in some of these places.
Right, there is a religious undertone, though, there.
Well, people will certainly ascribe religious motivations to some of their behaviors. The fact that some people do that shouldn't be understood as saying that the religion itself leads all people who ascribe to it to these kinds of behaviors, because clearly that's not the case. But the vast majority of the world's 1.3 plus billion Muslims are very peaceful people.
Just a minute left, but there is a distinction, though, between Muslims and Christians, or do you essentially, are you saying that there is none?
Oh, no, there's certainly a distinction. I mean, these are historical communities that have their own sets of beliefs and doctrines and practices that are different, and I don't want to do away necessarily with those differences. But we get so locked into these categories that we can't see beyond the differences to the common work that we have to do together. And that's what I want to try to advocate for.
Robert Schettinger, a professor of religion at Iowa's Luther College, author of the new book, or not the new book, it's been out for 3 years now. The book is titled, Was Jesus a Muslim? Robert, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.